Podcast.
What's going on, Bearders? It's Wednesday. New edition of the Comic Run. You know who it is. It's David. Back again. Another Wednesday. Another Comic Run. With the fam.
Why does it feel like Friday?
What's up, guys? What's up? What's up? It's Matt. How's everybody hanging?
And we didn't skip an episode. This is BD talking to you from beyond the grave. I have died.
This is Jose doing his thing.
Fucking one time, the first time ever, Jose announced and he was quiet.
Wow.
I can't believe it. He's very quiet in his announcement.
Because he knows he's not going to have anything to talk about.
No,
talk about comic books.
I'm just dead right now. Again.
You're dead? Baby's about to be dead.
No, let's not go that far. People don't want to know what's going on.
I'm friggin'.
Don't tell them!
Almost about to be in
they
a coma.
They don't tell them! Don't tell them!
You're gonna be in a diarrhea coma.
Oh, Jesus. You gotta tell them. You have to tell
them. My asshole is on fire as we speak.
Oh, Jesus.
His asshole's on fire.
This
asshole's on fire.
This is Alicia Keys over here.
As opposed to Rihanna, what Matt thought.
Rihanna.
You thought it was Rihanna?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I did. I got confused.
I mean, they got this shame saved ass.
Okay. Alright, well, another comic run.
That wasn't stalkerish.
The usual comic run.
Comic run.
Got the new goodies.
Yeah, all
Angel's, Angel's not with us for this comic run, but he's spoken
rest
through Jose.
Rest
not
in
rest in peace. Jose, Angel's not dead. Fucking Jesus.
Yeah.
Not Munson. What did David get this comic run?
I don't know.
Well, I got a lot of mobile stuff.
We got
actually.
Magic cards.
I did get magic cards, but I'll say that too. Why not? I got Mighty Avengers number 1, Infinity Tie-In. Obviously. Is this Infinity another part or just a tie-in? Yeah, the Avengers issue 19 tie-in.
The Shonda cover.
Kick-Ass 3, issue 3. X-Men Battle of the Atom, chapter 3, issue 5. And Infinity the Hunt. Issue 1. I don't know what the fuck it is. You didn't get this?
No.
You didn't get the Hunt?
I didn't see it.
Oh, it was right on the show. Oh, that's because you're dead.
Yeah. Did I see that? I should see a whole pile because my stack is inside and I got
tell me
what
it
the same thing. Jose, what'd you get? Oh, wait a minute.
Where is it?
No, don't worry about it. Jose, what'd you get? Oh, wait a minute. You didn't get anything.
I got a bunch of headphones.
A bunch. A one set of $20 headphones.
Okay, well, I didn't get the Hunt, obviously, because I didn't see it. Well, I have to pick that up now. Who's this bitch?
A bitch.
That's
Batwoman.
Some woman in Black Panther clothing?
See.
Oh, she's a blonde. Okay. Well, I got Infinity, Mighty Avengers number 1, Infinity tie-in issue 19 for the Avengers, Kick-Ass 3, X-Men Battle of the Atom, I got my Wolverine. I think that's it.
For the sake of the podcast, I think our backlog needs to be read.
Yeah.
Oh, Angel got...
Oh, yeah, it's spoken through...
Jose.
Jose.
Let me try to get my best Puerto Rican accent out. Get going.
You're a dick.
Angel got the DC... No, he for DC, he bought the Harley cover in Mogul. I don't know what that is.
Mogul?
The Muggle? He's
the
a Mogul. Fucking mudblood?
For Marvel, he got Deadpool, two copies of Mighty's Avengers Part 2 and 3, and the X-Men event, and the... Avengers Infinity Italian thingy.
I should have read it because
you should have read it. I don't know what.
Want to rewind or tap some mouse and rewind?
I wish we could rewind this.
I'm mad you freaking did the thing to my rewind. That's messed up. You bounced back my jizz.
That's nice.
Yeah, but it also fucked up. All right, we're going at us elsewhere.
Fucked up my jizz.
Anyway, what's new?
What's new?
Have you read any Battle of the Atom?
No.
That's what I'm saying. For the sake of the podcast, I think the backlog needs to be fucking red.
Have you read any Infinity?
No. Oh, yeah, actually, the first issue.
How is it?
It's all right. It's all over the place.
Confusing?
It's...
Well, since there's like 8,000 fucking tie-ins.
It goes like a movie, kind of, that issue. Because it's like, oh, taking place here. And then it goes, oh, taking place elsewhere. And it just goes to each group and what else is going on. So if you don't really pay attention, you'll fucking be like, oh, what the fuck's happening in this issue that you don't understand?
Yeah, well, the whole thing is they have so many tie-ins and preludes and so much shit. It's hard to follow the order. Almost.
Yeah.
You know, like, the first prelude was Infinity from fucking Free Comic Book Day.
Yeah.
I actually read that.
Yeah, I read that.
So I kind of maybe know.
Do you want to hear something funny?
What is it?
I haven't opened up any of my free comic books from that day.
That's months ago. That's a backlog that's fucking in a vault. That was May.
That's like the Disney vault, almost.
Yeah. Or the vault where they're keeping Walt Disney.
Or from the vault.
Cryogenically frozen.
From the vaults.
No, it's my dinner.
Or from the vault, Posey's comic book connection.
Not asked for a potato croquetta.
Wait, that we weren't supposed to have that?
I'm gonna fucking stab you.
I'm joking. I'm not.
What else did I get a comic on the comic run? I ended up picking up some magic cards. New dual deck.
I feel very lackluster today.
The list.
Do you want to see the list?
I feel very lackluster today.
Okay.
Oh, I'm dying.
Okay, sweet bee.
That's okay. You want to cut this podcast? We'll say fuck the fans? No, I'm kidding. I'm only kidding. But yeah, new Heroes versus Monsters
dual decks.
For Feros. Which comes out...
In 2 weeks.
It pre-releases next week.
We're doing that. If you want to go find us pre-release, go to King's Games.
Or get their games if you're in Staten Island. Or blah, blah, blah games in wherever you live.
Blah, blah. Do that. What car are you guys playing?
Imagine if we had a fucking road trip where we just got in the car and we went to every Magic store along the fucking East Coast.
That's a tall order for me.
We should do that.
That's like the world's end with the bars, except for Magic.
That'd be awesome, though. That'd be cool.
Amazing.
So, did you see the new thing Samsung put out?
No.
Really quick. It's a box that you could attach to the back of any TV and upgrade it to a smart TV.
Any TV?
Any TV.
What's the adapter, you know?
I don't know. It's just like some box. You stick it to the back of it and it just upgrades it to a smart TV.
Very cool.
Which, would that put out TVs in general? Because it's saying you just, like any fucking newer TV, obviously not like a thick TV from like the 90s. Like, the newer TVs, wouldn't you just be able to, like, not have to buy a new one and just upgrade it, everything?
I guess. It'd probably be more about the resolution and the picture size if you're thinking about upgrading.
And it gives you, like, web and shit like that and stuff like that.
That's pretty, actually, pretty cool. Imagine if you hooked that up to a fucking TV with antennas. Marge, fix the antennas. I can't get the game. But it's smart.
Marge, this TV's from 1982. But somehow, we got Netflix on it.
You want to stream the Breaking Bad season?
Oop. My phone's talking to me, I'm sorry.
Why is it speaking?
I don't know, I pressed the button by accident. But, we're not really talking about comic books. Oh, shut up.
Wait a minute, your phone can take voice commands?
Yes, it doesn't work very well, but I can take voice commands.
Oh, that's crazy.
Alexa, speak to me.
Send message type.
What was that, Lucy? I'm coming.
Send message type.
Did we skip last week's episode?
No.
Text.
We were completely up to date on episodes, actually.
Yeah, and now we're opening a text message to Sal Rosa. So
say what's up.
No. But anyway, on my week off of school, I'm reading everything from my backlog, and I am fucking gonna get up to date with everything. That's why I don't have anything. I don't have to keep the backlog so big and hefty. You don't even have a backlog. You don't even have comic books.
He fucking has free comic books from Comic Book Day. That's
backlog. My backlog consists of literature. That's it.
Oh, that's so exciting, Jose.
I know.
Tell me more, please.
Tell me more.
Hang on.
Well, you know...
Did you jizz on her chin?
You know what we never do?
What?
We're able to go through every single issue that can't come out today.
How so?
I never really venture into it, but we could.
What do you mean?
Like DC Comics, what they came out with today.
Well, let's see. Let's put it this way. Let's start off with this. DC needs to stop releasing those shitty villain issues and release My Huntress Power Girl and, that's it. My Huntress Power Girl.
Jose's at death.
Whoa, I'm dying.
Imagine if he died on the podcast. What would you do?
Well, what are we at? 10 minutes?
10 minutes.
I would record for another 20 minutes and then call an ambulance after we signed up.
Whoa.
But continuing the villains this week, DC came out with Batman 23.2 Riddler.
Mm.
That is a crazy cover.
They all fucking have crazy covers.
Did you buy it, Jose?
No, that's too lazy.
Then you have no. Then you don't have a right to speak.
You don't have a say, you fuck.
I'm gonna cough again.
Action Comics 23.2 was Zod. Batman Robin 23.2 Court of Owls, which I actually wanted to get, but I don't even think they had any more. That was one of the things that was empty on the bookcase.
Nice.
Because it's just so recent. 23.2 for Harley Quinn Detective Comics, which was a little crazy cover as well. My tits were flopping out in 3D.
Indeed.
Jeez. Out of curiosity, do you think Marvel is outdoing DC in terms of big events? Because I look at your comic file, and it used to start off with mostly DC and one or two Marvel, and now it's...
Marvel and no DC.
Yeah, Marvel and maybe one DC.
My DC is when an event comes out, like Trinity War, which has ended, so is my pile. And because Batman's fucking halted because of Crazy Villains Week, month, whatever the fuck, year feels like. It's only been 1 week, but it feels forever. I can't collect any more of my Year Zero arc.
Nice. But I can't collect my Huntress Power Girl, because they need to do this fucking stupid villain thing.
Something you dreaded, now you look forward to.
Mm. I look forward to, because now I can catch up.
Yes.
But, well, it's not even that. I mean, if you think about it, how many Infinity tie-ins are there? Hope there's exiting room before he does.
I'm looking in the room before I go. All
right. Well, Avengers and New Avengers
is
a staple tie-in.
Even before the first Infinity issue came out.
So, before the first Indestructible Hulk.
Just keep going.
We are, but we're laughing at you. We're mocking your death right now.
Death.
What the fuck happened to you in there? He sounds like an 85-year-old man.
This is the death episode.
That's what we should call it, the death episode.
This is the episode of death. This is episode X.
What the fuck happened to him?
I don't know. We fucking swallowed some dick. Are you alive and breathing in there?
I'm trying to breathe. I don't know what's going on.
What?
Do you have a stray pube in your throat?
That
is pretty hot. It reminds me of the fucking Full House bloopers where she starts coughing and Bob's like, it's like, you got some hair in your mouth?
Well, yeah,
what were you doing up there?
He's a dirty man.
He is a fucking dirty man.
I'm curious, do you think he's just dirty for the sake of being dirty for a stand-up act? Anyway, yes, back to back to X-Men, or back to Marvel, I should say. If you think about it, there's a lot of tie-ins and preludes, and that's how Marvel makes their money off of it.
Yeah.
But it's just so many, I don't want to read them all.
Yeah.
And they had Battle of the Atom coming out. That just came out.
Thank God they didn't fucking come out 2 parts today. Just gives fucking him a wallet every time.
And Trial of the Punisher comes out soon.
Why are you going to remind me about all these new fucking things?
I don't know. But you know what hasn't come out I haven't seen in a while?
Huntress and Parker?
Fuck you.
Is this still going up?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Well, we have nothing to talk about, which is banned. Anyway.
Alright, sure.
What was I going to say? No, my Savage Wolverine I haven't seen in a while. They promised an August release, and that never came to fruition.
You know what I fucking never see? Haven't seen in a while? Guardians of the Galaxy.
Didn't it come out 2 weeks ago?
I don't think so, to be honest with you.
3 weeks ago? 4 weeks ago? But wait, did Superior Spider-Man come out today also?
No. That was last week.
Oh, was it? Anyway, we should really start reading their stuff.
Fucking, I feel like if we read the stuff, we'd have more, we'd go into the topic of all these certain things into detail.
Yeah.
It's just fucking hard when your backlog is the size of, and put the Empire State Building.
Well, read the important stuff, like Infinity, Trinity War, and X-Men, and Battle of the Atom first.
Yeah.
As opposed to the crap, like Batman.
Hey! Batman is not crap.
Anyway. Oh, my God.
No Superman fans here.
Huh?
No Superman fans here.
No Superman fans here? Nope.
I don't know.
Speaking of which...
Did you guys turn into Superman fans behind my back or something?
No.
No.
Okay.
Speaking of which, have they announced any more updates for Man of Steel 2?
No, besides the fact that Bryan Cranston is a rumor.
It's a rumor now?
Supposedly it's a rumor. Someone said it was confirmed. It's not confirmed.
No, he said he's not doing it, but he wouldn't say no to the idea.
Yeah, he would be okay for say, just come and ask him.
But wait, aren't Lex Luthor and Superman, like, grow up together? Like, didn't they go to school together?
Yeah, if you go by Smallville's terminology.
Smallville.
I've read Superman, so I'm just assuming.
Yeah, in Smallville, I think they're high school students. Didn't you watch Smallville?
I didn't watch Smallville.
Woody watched Smallville.
Woody wasted his time on Smallville.
I don't know.
That show was crap. That show was shit beyond shit.
They had the famous Jet Jackson as Cyborg. Oh, was that Hood?
Is he dead?
Yeah, he died.
Yeah, he's dead. Wait, dead?
The famous Jed Jackson.
I don't know who the fuck it is.
That motherfucker that played Cyborg in Hood. Was it Hood?
Who's Hood?
Green Arrow, I mean.
So, Green Arrow.
No, oh, the Hood. I didn't even mean it like that, Dave.
Okay, so quick update.
Yep.
Justice League 2, Stephen Amell expressed interest in playing Green Arrow in a Justice League movie.
Who was that?
The guy who plays Green Arrow in the fucking TV show you watch?
Yeah, but he of course he wants to be it, but they said that wasn't going to do it.
He said he expressed interest in wanting to do it.
Is he photogenic?
At first, he just wanted to do... be the Hood.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even like Hood from Green Arrow. It was just like Hood, like some random character. Now he wants to appear as Green Arrow in the movie.
Well, that's fucking a good fucking move on his part.
He'll be fucking blasted. They may be able to get a movie out of it also.
I've got hopes. He needs the money. What else does that motherfucker do?
I don't know. I haven't seen anything else.
I've seen him in Jack Shit, maybe a porno if you flip on the Softcore channel.
How was the show? Was it good?
I watched halfway through the season until I fell off. It was pretty decent, but Speedy was his sister.
Theoretically, he could just name the sidekicks. Like, Roy Harper apparently is in it.
Okay.
Who becomes Sue is Speedy, and then Red Arrow, and Arsenal, and whatever fucking how many names they want to give him. I'll go into that in a second. But anyway, theoretically, he could just give Roy Harper the name Speedy as a term in the endearment.
Yeah.
Well, that sure doesn't make sense. Why is his hero named Speedy?
Because that's how it comes, Speedy. He's Speedy in the bed.
You would think Kid Flash would be named Speedy.
That would make sense. But no.
No. Why, I don't understand, why did I have to give fucking one character 8 different fucking identities?
I don't fucking know.
What are we talking about now?
Just in general. Like, let's see. First he's Speedy, then he becomes Arsenal, and then he becomes Red Arrow. What the fuck?
Different continuities?
Oh, no, one continuity. Hank Pym. First he's Ant-Man, then he becomes able to grow his body to giant size, then he becomes Giant-Man. And then he's able to go even bigger, and he becomes Goliath.
Yeah.
And then something happens, it fucks with his personality, he does like a complete 180, and he becomes Yellow Jacket.
The Wasping Yellow Jacket.
Yeah, I find that fucking kind of annoying. Because even when they were doing Age of Ultron, they gave him like so many different names, and it was hard to keep track to be like, okay, is this this guy? Is this this guy? Meanwhile, obviously I know, but still.
Yeah.
You gotta follow. How could you follow along if you're a reader outside of the Marvel Universe who really doesn't know too much of a backstory about him?
Yeah. Like Miss Marvel. Alright. Miss Marvel, Captain Marvel, Warbird. Like, fucking seriously, just keep one name.
Yeah.
And there's like 8 different Captain Marvels, apparently. I mean, she's on the cover. Captain Marvel of the Mighty Avengers number 1. So I don't know who that is. All I know is the regular Captain Marvel and Carol Danvers, Captain Marvel.
I'm going to step away from comic books for a minute. I just saw something. You know that they confirmed a Breaking Bad spinoff series?
Jimmy?
No. Fucking, what's his face? The lawyer. Saul, like, is Bryan Cranston's lawyer in Breaking Bad. Basically, he's going to have his own series.
You know what would be fucking hilarious? If the series took place while the series of Breaking Bad was taking place. Like, the first season would take place throughout the first season of Breaking Bad.
That would be cool.
And show his perspective of what's going on.
You know how Breaking Bad is going to end?
Somebody stabbing you in the throat?
No, bro, that's not what's going to happen. He's going to get caught, and he's going to sell someone out, and he's going to get put into witness protection.
He already fucking got caught.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
All right. A big spoiler alert, but...
Well, you should have let them... All right, what happens? All right. So he gets caught, and now he's going to sell out, and he's going to move into witness protection program and meet a woman named Lois.
What is that fucking from?
It's Malcolm in the Middle.
And he comes
really?
Out from Malcolm in the
Middle. Oh, my God. Fucking dick. That'd be a big... Yeah, fucking survive cancer and have fucking 10,000 kids.
And give a fucking... and deal with stress
and
with
he
my
grow,
fucking wife.
And that's why he grew out his hair.
Oh, yeah. You get me? If fucking... Heisenberg, Mr. White, whatever the fuck you want to call him, was married to Lois, she would be dead.
He'd be dead.
What do you think, Dave?
I would say she'd be dead.
She'd be dead.
She'd be dead after the first day.
But Lois is that powerful.
No, she's not.
She's that powerful?
No, she's not. He was just a sissy in the show. So.
Spider-Man 3. They already talk about Amazing Spider-Man 3.
I'll just hope Amazing Spider-Man 2 doesn't suck.
Has Norman Osborn in it.
Mm.
Weren't they alluding to Venom in Amazing Spider-Man 2?
Yeah, that's what I read. They're alluding to Venom with
Chris
the locker.
Cooper? Who is that?
I have no idea.
Because that's who's playing Harriet.
Bradley Cooper. Could play the father.
He's going to play Green Goblin. Who the fuck is Chris Cooper? Now I have to know.
Bradley Cooper could play Norman Osborn.
I think you want him in everything.
I do. He's an attractive man.
Was he the one in The Hangover?
Very good, Jose.
There we go.
You've done well.
Silver Linings Playbook, Hangover, Place Beyond the Pines.
Was that him?
Him and Ryan Gosling, which is a fucking great movie.
You know exactly who this guy is.
Let me see. Oh, motherfucker. They should have just gotten back fucking...
William Dafoe?
Willem Dafoe, yes.
He was a good Norman Osborn.
Listen, Willem Dafoe is a fucking psychopath.
No.
He could play a psychopathic role any day of the fucking week. They should just give it back to him.
Well, he's in Spider-Man 2, but he plays a bigger role in...
Three. Aren't they talks about making it a 4-movie series?
Yeah, that's why they got rid of Shane Lee Woods, I think.
Woodley,
there you go.
Yeah, but then they would introduce her in 3, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they want to expand on the series. They don't want to introduce Mary Jane too soon. They want to flesh out the relationship between him and Gwen.
And then kill her.
You know, thrown off the bridge.
You know what I want to see as a minor character? Shocker. Shocker's fucking badass. Shocker's
that's the dude with the gauntlets, right?
Yeah, he's more badass. He's got the yellow and black spandex.
I'm thinking
about... With a fishnet design on his yellow.
Oh, I'm thinking about Elektra. I get them confused for some reason.
Yeah, they have the same power almost.
Yeah.
Except,
I think he does shockwaves.
Well, no. Ultimate Elektra in Spider-Man 2 is able to go into... He's just pure energy. He's like kind of like Dr. Manhattan from Watchmen. And he's able to go into like anything electronic and control it.
Wait, hold on. Let me remember. Jamie Foxx is playing him, right?
Yes. I don't know how that happened, but okay.
How did this happen?
What?
How did fucking David S. Goyer is going to be the writer for Metal Gear Solid movie?
They're making a Metal Gear Solid
that's
movie?
That's what I'm being surprised.
Yeah.
How are they going to do this?
You mean there's another game coming out?
It's David S. Goyer and Hideo Kojima.
Wait, when is it going to be based?
Wait a minute. You didn't expect Hideo Kojima to come to the writing?
What a dick.
Kojima's going to done after 5.
We're games.
Oh, jeez. You know, Kojima wanted to be a movie director, but it was too hard for him, so he went to video games?
Listen, the only
guy's got the chance to do something.
The only Japanese movie director anybody needs to know about is Akira Kurosawa. That's the only person they need to know about.
He's not Japanese. I'm just joking.
Yeah, I think the Japanese society would have killed him if that was the case. But hang on a second. I'll go back to that in a second. So how are they basing this Metal Gear Solid movie? Is it going to be based on the first game?
I don't know.
Is it going to be based on Snake Eater?
You know what would be sick? Kojima said he wanted to make a game about how the boss and remember what's his face, the motherfucker with the that dies and then you see him like floating around everywhere in the game.
I did not know
the sorrow.
Oh, sorry.
How they gave birth to Ocelot.
Fucking David S. Goyer wrote Call of Duty Black Ops.
Get out of here! Really?
Yeah, really.
Nah, that was a good game.
How the fuck? Oh, you wrote Blade Trinity, Blade 2.
Oh, okay.
Wait, David S. Goyer?
Yeah.
Well, he kind of fell off on the third one.
Cross City
one.
Of Angels.
Yeah, that was a good movie, like that one.
He kind of fell off on the third one.
Second one.
Third Blade.
Second.
He also wrote Batman Begins, a video game.
Oh, what? Video game?
Interesting. Blade the series. I think, didn't that fall off as well?
Yeah.
TV show?
There's only like 10 episodes.
Jesus. Oh, and he wrote Black Ops 2. Didn't know that either.
That was a good game.
It's pretty crazy. I didn't know he did any of that bullshit.
He did a lot of stuff. Who's writing and directing the next Thor movie? Dark World. I thought it was him. I could be wrong, though.
I'll tell you right now. Thor. Dark World. Let us find out. Christopher Yost.
I don't know. First click on.
I will tell you right now who's writing the story. Christopher Yost.
As opposed to David Yost?
Yost.
The Blue Power Ranger?
He did Avengers Earth Mightiest Heroes, Iron Man Armored Adventures, Fantastic Four TV series.
Which one?
Wolverine and the X-Men. I think he did a lot of animated.
He did a lot of solid shows, actually. Those shows are pretty solid.
Did a lot of animated stuff. The Batman TV series.
Ooh. Oh, the Batman or the animated? No.
A couple episodes, though, not all.
As long as not Beware of the Batman.
X-Men Evolution.
Why does it look like that?
It's fucking terrible, that's why.
Why does it look like that?
I don't know.
Why was Talia white?
Why was fucking Batman's head a fucking pointed triangle?
I know, right?
But
why does he look like he's like smirking all the time?
You know, why is Alfred spry as shit and doing fucking kung fu moves?
I have no idea.
Well, yeah, the fucking that Batman.
Yeah. Listen, X-Men Evolution was quite possibly almost better than the original series from the 90s. The original series from the 90s was great. X-Men Evolution was amazing.
But that's just writing that shit.
It should be good then.
Oh my god, I'm asleep. My legs are asleep.
Why are you getting sitting like that for so long?
Oh my god, I can't feel my leg. I got fucking noodle legs. But I would like to see that. I want to see fucking... I want to get Iron Man 3 on Blu-ray.
Is it out already?
Next week.
Alright.
But I don't know, something's kind of holding me back.
Star Trek?
Well, I'm going to get Star Trek regardless. It's got to be this week, though, before Best Buy does their little switcheroo and they fucking raise the price that they like to do.
I'm going to stop your Best Buy story today.
No, I'm not fucking telling that story. I hate that motherfucker. I couldn't find my CD.
No, I'm not going to buy the Marvel series yet. Because, you know, once Avengers comes out and they do that second phase bundle,
yeah,
that first phase bundle is going to drop down dramatically.
I think that might go up.
Or they might just do a giant bundle where it's all of them.
That's true.
Speaking of a giant bundle, The Walking Dead, it came out maybe like 2 weeks ago, the third season, and they had a special edition where the governor had the head full of tanks. I went later that day. Completely sold out. Like, the shelves were emptied of that special edition.
Really?
Completely emptied.
What special edition are we talking about? I kind of
The Walking Dead Season 3.
There we go.
Because the governor's tanks with all the heads floating in it.
Isn't Season 4 coming out soon that Jose hasn't watched?
October, yes.
You guys watch Walking Dead 2 since when?
We've always watched Walking
since
Dead.
Since Season fucking 1. Where have you been?
Yeah,
no way.
Yeah.
I thought it was just Angel.
No. I watched it for the fucking premiere.
He read the comic and watches it because... It's very different from the comic book, so he doesn't know what's going to happen.
I thought it was just Angel that did that.
No.
Well, where the hell am I?
You're just not watching shit.
I'm not watching
shit. Game of Thrones.
You know what he's busy watching? Fucking Parks and Recreation. That's what he's busy
that's
watching.
That's a good show.
And
oh,
New Girl.
Shit.
That's a good show.
And New Girl.
Listen.
That's a good show, too.
I won't say anything about New Girl.
He likes that.
But Parks and Recreation is fucking bullshit.
It's a good show! I'm almost done with the fourth season.
I attempted to watch that show. It reminds me, I feel like we have a better chance of my shit fucking having a better story in the toilet.
You know what I just realized? He won't watch an hour episode of Game of Thrones, but he'll watch a 2 hour fucking premiere for X Factor.
Did you really?
It's tonight.
They watch.
I think it's tonight.
They do what they do is it's for the auditions. It's 2 hours each week.
Yeah.
And then an hour
but
each
I'm
episode.
I'm not watching it. I'm usually doing homework.
No. You can't defend yourself on this one.
I'm usually doing homework while.
So
I'm watching.
Even still, you can watch Game of Thrones while you're doing it.
No, I can't. I can't watch.
Hey, would you like to? Oh, now you're calling fucking
dying.
Death.
I am dying.
Joke.
Today's the 20th anniversary of X-Files, by the way.
Oh, by the way, it's also the 12th year anniversary of 9/11.
Yeah, that's
all
true.
More,
yeah,
that's a little bit more important.
Hey, listen, you fucking say that.
Do you want to make a 9/11 episode?
We're fucking, we got 2 minutes of the episode. Let's just say, it is the 12th year anniversary of 9/11.
Yeah, sick. I can't believe it's been 12 years already, damn.
Yeah, I was 10 when that fell. I remember, I was in Brooklyn.
I was in school. We were in school.
We were in fucking school. Smoky as shit outside that
You thing. Know how close I was to the, I was right by Park Slope. You know that school on 4th Avenue next
yeah.
to That's where I was. You know how quick that shit reached us?
Out of curiosity, by elementary school, do you mean some random Mexican woman's house?
No.
Where they have 20 other people there? Kids
it was it was an elementary school, PS124, Silas Duchess, over at Park Slope.
Silas Duchess.
That's how you say it. It's Dutch.
I think it was pretty crazy how that shit happened at 9 o'clock, and the priest didn't fucking come in, you know, because we went to Catholic school, so
yeah.
The priest came in to us until like fucking 10:30.
We were eating lunch.
Oreo lunch? No, he came in the classroom.
At 9?
He fucking came in front of the classroom,
yeah.
And he said, today at 9 o'clock, the world changed.
Well, if you think about
today.
It, it wasn't until like 10:30-something they both were fully collapsed.
Yeah.
So.
Did they take you home, too?
I called my mother. I said, Ma, should I come home? She goes, you fucking go to school around the corner from where I work, David. Stay there.
You know, my parents took me out early because we lived 20 blocks away. We didn't have a car. We had to run through the filled, like the litter filled air.
Damn.
With like gas masks on.
Really?
Yeah, we did. That's crazy.
That's another fun fact I didn't know about Jose. Not fun, but it's a fact.
Really
that
not fun. It's a sad fact.
My brother woke up crying for like a good month.
Really?
Yeah.
I went home that day.
How the fuck did you go home? You live on the same block. I couldn't go home. I was fucking 7 blocks away.
I went home that day.
Shit.
I bet you went home and you popped in a fucking Hot Pocket. That's why I should have been.
It was a Philly cheesesteak Hot Pocket.
Fuck.
You remember too.
You know what I think we should do?
What?
A roast episode. Like a roast episode every so often. Jose's making fucking noise.
He always makes noise.
A roast episode where it's like a half hour of us just roasting one person.
That would be funny.
I nominate Munson.
I nominate Jose.
You nominate Munson? Munson's got to listen. He's going to realize that you threw him under the bus today.
I thought you threw him under the bus.
All in favor of Jose first?
Jose first. I'll raise my podcast hand.
I raise my sticky beady hand.
You can't see that hand, Jose, because it's a fucking podcast hand.
My sticky beady hand. Oh, really quick. Before we end, the new RoboCop movie, and trailer's out.
Haven't seen that trailer.
It looks fucking sick.
Really?
It looks really sick. He's a little bit more spry, as opposed to like the original RoboCop, where he was like a little bit more stiff and walking. And this one, he's like jumping and shit. He's like fucking doing that kind of like almost like acrobatic stuff. It's kind of like he's Cyborg from friggin' Teen Titans.
Teenagers.
Like he's able to like
Cyborg.
Yeah, he's able to like friggin' do like acrobatic, almost like acrobatic, or move around a little bit more quickly. The only problem is his entire body is made of metal.
It's intriguing.
Except his right hand.
What?
Yeah, the only piece that was saved from his original body was his right hand and parts of his face.
Yeah,
like his
mouth. Made of mice and men?
Yes.
He needs to keep it moisturized.
Oh, fuck. Listen, mice and men is sad only because that fucking Lenny kept killing the animals.
I know. And then he killed that lady.
And then he got killed himself.
I know.
Jose, where's your fucking, where's your Steam library? Borderlands 2 is $11.
Fuck me.
Alright. Well.
Don't push me, because I'm pulling
to. Do you want to end this deaded episode?
I'm going to end, because I'm about to fucking die.
I honestly don't know how this episode is going to do.
It's okay.
Next week we'll come back with something.
Yeah. This Friday maybe we'll,
I don't even know if we're going to podcast.
We'll be energized. We could do it right in the booth.
We'll,
Bless you.
Matt came and sneezed.
Matt's back.
So we're doing Mickey's on Friday, right?
I'm pretty sure
that's actually, yeah. If anybody's in New York, we're going to be at McGee's. So what is the address?
Huh?
What's the address for McGee's?
I don't know.
West 55th Street.
I don't know.
Is it really?
Yeah.
McGee's at West 55th Street in Manhattan.
Did you fucking look it up?
If you want to come meet us.
You coming too, Matt?
Just don't bring a fucking Michael Corleone fucking suit and a gun in the bathroom because I don't want to get killed.
Yeah.
I'll give you a cannoli. Leave
it alone. McGee's is on West 55th Street. If you want to come meet us, hang out, have a beer. We'll be there, if no one shows up, we know we have no listeners.
We know that you're not coming.
Probably no one will show up anyway.
Yeah, probably not.
Just don't stand me up at the ball like one of those old hoochie mamas.
If, I just thought, how do I know who we look like? Well, just look for a blonde white guy that's skinny, a fat friggin' fat kid with a scruffy beard, and a heavy Mexican with short hair.
And if anything, just fucking go hootie hoo, and I'll know it's you.
Or just say Beercast, and we'll respond.
Beercast.
One of the
other. Or everybody will stare at you like you're fucking nuts.
I'll laugh at someone. I'll laugh
if you're on the wrong floor. Imagine we're on the third floor, and they come in the first floor, Beardcast. Second floor, Beardcast.
Wait, is there a third floor?
It's fucking... Oh, you've never been on the extra floors. There's like how many
floors? There's like three floors.
Yeah, what floor were we on that day?
The third floor.
No, me and him and Angel went.
We're right by the window, looking outside, and seeing people do stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we should have a prize that someone does come.
You gonna give him a kiss?
Soon.
Give him a kiss on the cheek.
All right, I'll give you a kiss on the cheek.
Great.
There you go. That's how you end the episode.
All right. Well, this is David signing out from the Dead Cast.
This is Beatty, hopefully to be alive tomorrow.
And I'm just joking. This is Jose.
Matt's on the phone.
He says goodbye to all of you. Love.
Peace out.
See you later.